Galway United's perfect start to the season came to an end on Bank Holiday Monday as they were defeated 1-0 by Longford Town in Bishopsgate. United, who were earlier boosted by the defeat of Waterford by Wexford, were unable to extend their lead on top of the table after a frustrating evening in the Midlands. Galway had actually made a lively start to the game and could have scored in the opening seconds. It was Longford who made the devastating early blow, however, scoring with their first attack in the third minute. Mohamed Bouaf cutting in from the right wing and his shot cannoning off Colm Horgan and into the bottom left corner. Galway, to their credit, reacted well, but the remainder of the game was a frustrating affair, with the home side running down the clock at every possible opportunity. Longford goalkeeper Jack Brady put in a man-of-the-match performance, making two good saves from McCarthy and Hurley. United created some further scrambles from set pieces, but they still trailed at the interval. Ibrahim Keita was introduced at the break, and himself and Stephen Walsh made a nuisance of themselves to the Longford defence, as United desperately tried to force the breakthrough. It was Walsh that went closest, with a stunning bicycle kick that rattled the crossbar, and typically of the game, Brady made a stunning save from Keita as he tried to head home the rebound. It was attack versus defence, as the tribesmen unloaded their bench of attackers, but Brady again denying Galway on multiple attempts on goal. In the end, 18 was the United shot tally. A frustrating night, but United don't have time to lick their wounds with a mouth-watering game against Waterford in AM&DC Park on Friday night. Full-time at Bishopsgate, Galway United 0, Longford Town 1.